We're going to. Yeah, so let's quickly review. What we learned last week, and then go a little further into now the with the Yesedis that we have in Uvn and Nechol, and come out with something very Lamaisa, or maybe with an added Chiddush. And that is, we saw here on the page, the first page of the handout here, we saw the Ramosha has an interesting Mahalach. He has a very interesting approach to Uvn and Nechol, that the Issur of the Nechol is that on Shabbos, says Ramosha, really we should be making things easier than during the week. And it has to be visible that indeed that's what it's for. So if it's something for immediate use, that it's just the last finishing touches, that it's something that you normally do just before using or eating this thing on Shabbos, indeed is going to be mutter to use a keli that would be meyuchud for that. So only asr, the things that the cases that Chazal asr, says Ramesha, only things that are normally done with that during the week, and it's because it's done for a longer period of time, it's done for in a more permanent fashion, and therefore if you're using such a kli, which is normally used during the week to be done for a more extensive work, that's going to be asr to use on Shabbos. That's how Ramesha viewed it. Then we saw the tshuva from the Rambam. So the tshuva is a Rambam in Siman Shin Vav, where he was asked this exact shaila, that how are you magdir? How do you qualify the halacha of Uvdin Dechayl? And the Rambam had a very interesting line, and that was, you never find dvarim she'asra chachamim she'mishalayasi k'derosh ha'oysim b'chayl, ela dvarim she'efshe she'agilu l'malacha. You only find things that the Chachamim forbade us to do because of the Chayil, only things that may lead a person to Malacha. That's how the Rambam classifies Uvn the Chayil. And based on that, we learned the Kilkelas HaShabbos, which is the Tiferes Yisrael's Hakdama to Mishnah Shabbos, where he goes through many of the Yesedis and many of the Malachas of Shabbos. And he basically comes out, based on this Rambam, comes out with three possible ways of Uvdin Nechayl. And even though we mentioned last week from Reb Shlomo Zalman that he still doesn't have a clear gedder of Uvdin Nechayl. That's what he wrote. He says, Ein ani yodea davar bar bazeh. Exactly the parameters of Uvn Nechayl. But nevertheless, based on this Kilkelas HaShabbos, we at least seem to have some sort of mahalach of understanding of the Nechayl. And he said it could be one of three possibilities. Possibility number one is, again based on this Rambam, it's right at the beginning of his, and he said, Uvn Nechayl. He says he could have it yesh by gimelay fanim. The haynu im she'asru chachamim adavim mishum the doima le'echem yalam etes malachis. Number one would be that this is something that's also because it is similar to one of the lam etes malachis. Now, similar to lam etes malachis means that this itself is certainly not a malacha. This itself will not lead to a malacha. But this itself has some resemblance to something that is asr midaraisa, and therefore the Chacham were afraid that if we allow a person to engage in such an activity, or to do something which is a weekday activity which resembles a malachas Shabbos, that they were afraid that a person that may then make the comparison in his own mind and forget and say, well, if I could do this, I probably would be able to do this as well. And meanwhile, that can be a malacha of one of the Lamates Malachas. The example we gave to that in the Chazonish, when he talks about the issue of umbrellas on Shabbos, using umbrellas on Shabbos, which he argues with the first tshuva that talks about it, the Nedib Yehuda, a couple hundred years ago, and he argues in the Nedib Yehuda and says that halachically speaking, it will be permitted in terms from a deraisa standpoint, it will be permissible. But the Chazanish says, but I still agree that it's aser because an uvdin dechayil. And what's uvdin dechayil? Because you use an umbrella during the week. Again, that can't be the getter. That we know is a misnomer, that uvdin dechayil means anything you're doing during the week. That the Rambam said already. Well, you can't walk on Shabbos, you can't talk on Shabbos. So he says, no, but this really fits into this first principle over here. Chazanish is not myrich at all, he doesn't really explain, elaborate on it, but he says it's asur uvdin dechayil. So the way we understand this is that if a person would be allowed to use an umbrella on Shabbos, albeit that wouldn't be an Isser of oil on Shabbos, but certainly the person just opened up something, which is a canopy over his head, it's a roof over his head, which protects him, and he walks out with it on Shabbos, in a place that is an Erev, that is only one very short step away from creating any type of canopy on Shabbos. So say if that's mutter, so then when his child asks him, hey, could I put two chairs a few feet apart from each other and lay a box over it or lay a blanket over it to make a tent? Right? And that is 100% usur. That's true, that's only usur midrabbanan, so you could say they didn't make big zayr for that. But there are other forms of oil which would be usur midrabbanan, and it's, again, it's a very short step away from using an umbrella to building, creating a real oil midrabbanan. So that's the first classification of the nukhil.
Like an awning.
An awning will be mutter for a different reason.
Mutter to open up and close an awning
and shower. Right now we're learning Hilchos Teichin. So when we get to Hilchos Eil, indeed, we'll talk about it. Okay. Right. It's not Uvdin Dechayil. Yeah, it's not Uvdin Dechayil, and it's mutter to open up on Shabbos, but then if I tell you it's mutter, you're going to say, well, why? And then we'd have to go into a whole discussion of it. So that's what I say. We're doing the Umdechal. So that's the first get of Umdechal. There's something that, if a person does this, which he normally does during the weekday, he may come to Nisr Deraisa. Reason number two, he says, Oy mishum shema idei kach yovoy la'aseis melacha. That through being engaged in this activity, he may come to do then a Nisr Deraisa, which, as he explains later, means it's something that the next necessary step, or the next normal step that's done during the weekday is an Issa Deraisa. For example, chopping big pieces of wood, even though you would say it's mutter on Yom Tov to chop pieces of wood to be able to put into the fire, but since after you chop the big pieces, you then go and chop smaller pieces, so they said, that activity during the week, the next step is chopping small pieces, which is a problem with teichin.
No, but that, with regard to Yom Tov, that's not, you can't put that into the Rambam. The Rambam quotes that Mishnah and says, you brought here nice, beautiful samples where he says, Sheyavu Latsu. The Rambam says each time, you come to this below, Sheyavu right. Lashon. You look there in Yom Tov, he does not say, he just says,
Bikias hates him?
Bikias hates him.
Because he brings this up.
He made this up. It was a beautiful thing that you said. What you said, he said, if I would have asked the Rambam, this is what I took what you said last week.
Yeah.
If I would have asked the Rambam, you didn't mention in the Mishnah Torah, talk to the third person. Uh-huh. Rambam, you didn't mention in the Mishnah Torah, right, anywhere about the Kua Eitzim on Shabbos. Why should it be us? Because you yourself said that Uvdin Dechol should only cover those things that might bring a laser malach. So when I look at your formulation, by Yom Tov, I see that you just said it was Uvdin Dechol, literally, meaning the way we understood and think, that it's a weekday activity, and therefore you could do it Bishinui if you didn't do it.
Okay.
So why on Shabbos should it be Usher? I know it's stupid, you don't need it, but why?
Yeah, why?
So that he would have answered that, you know what, cutting wood, Mechate Chetzim, is Toichen, and therefore on Shabbos it would be Usher because you might come to be Mechate Chetzim. Right?
But on Yom Tov?
But on Yom Tov, the reason it's Usher is for the more traditional, if you like, understand the usual, we would have started Uvdin Dechol. That simply you should, the Chazal said, exactly, you should have done it before Yom Tov. You didn't do it before Yom Tov. That's you can go look right now what he says. You should have done it on Yom Tov. You didn't do it on Yom Tov. So therefore, the Chazal said, if you didn't do it, so if you could do it with a Kopis. with a shinui. But you're not going to come to any malacha there. You're allowed to grind the wood on Shabbos. It's one of those if you need to. It's one of those household malacha, household things that you're allowed to do. he even says it in the Tshuva. I don't think it's in the Tshuva. If you look at his formulation by Yom Tov, it's clear that it's not because it's going to lead you to malacha. That's essential. That's why I'm going to lodge a protest against the next category of the Kilkel Shabbos, because the Rambam would not endorse that last category on Shabbos. And he says clearly that what brings you to things only if you're going to violate a malacha, whether it's Doimel malacha or Yovel malacha, and that's it. Anything that's like a weekday to make Shabbos-tik environment that will prevent with activity, that's from Tzolchem Tzecha v'Dover Dover, a whole separate issue. But it's not learned from Tishbos. On Yom Tov, Shabbaton implies to make a Yom Tov dik atmosphere. Why? It has to do with what's the meaning of that. What's the meaning of Yom Tov? What's the meaning of Shabbos? Shabbos is in Yom Tov. Avoiding Yisra Malacha, that's the Hagdara of Midaraisa. Yom Tov is Simchas Yom Tov. That's the Hagdara of Yom Tov. So when the Torah says Tishbos or Shabbaton, it's instructing Chazal, defend Shabbos, prevent Yisra Malacha. Defend Yom Tov, create a Simchas Yom Tov atmosphere. And you see that the Rambam's consistent. He never says Kemosha also bechol with on Shabbos without, unless it's going to come to it. So look at Toilah Mishameres, it's perfect. On Shabbos, he's Toilah Mishameres because you might come to be Mishamer. On Yom Tov, he says, so putting that lid thing, you know, that hanging that...
Putting a strainer. Hanging a strainer. He gives this example here.
He has both in Yom Tov and Shabbos. On Shabbos, because you might come to be Mishamer. On Yom Tov, he says, you shouldn't do it the way you do it before. That's it, because there's no Isser. He says, there, you're allowed to be Mishamer. You're allowed to pour one through. If it's nitla from before, but you can't put it up because you shouldn't do the way you do bechol. And he never mentions what the isser is, because there is no isser. It's the weekdayness of it. That's the hagdara to the whole by Yom Tov. So bikua eitzim, if it's usher on Shabbos, it's stupid to do it again. But if it's usher on Shabbos, it would only be usher because of what the Rav was saying, that because the chatek eitzim is usher. But on Yom Tov, it's usher because it's the traditional way we understood our initial pressure move to the whole, that it's a weekday activity. Mm. That doesn't believe
right, so you want to say in the Rambam, okay.
That's why he says, he means it. He can't accept the third category of the Kel Shabbos. He says, let Olam.
Okay. First of all, I take the blame for this interruption because I reviewed from what we did last week, and Dr. Weiss didn't want to, so he said this, that he had to let it out. So
I'm sorry.
So what you say like this is very good. So you want to say that the Rambam has a different Hagdara on Uvdin the Choyl and Yom Tov than on Shabbos, right? So we'll have to look up all those cases. And where did he get this?
I actually did that all over the week.
Yeah, good. You'll send it to me? Oh, you did send it to me. Oh, that's the email. I have to look at the email. Okay, good. So
this is my name.
No, when I open it on Shabbos, I don't print it out. That's a Shiloh Ksiva. So you want to say, so, and where did he get this from on Yom Tov? Where did he get Uvdin Dechol on Yom Tov? From a different place?
No, so what's the meaning of the word Shabbat or Tishbos? So it's like, Tishbos or Shabbaton is an instruction, if you like, according to the Rambam, to Chazal, to protect Shabbos, protect Yom Tov. So how do you protect Shabbos? So you have to look at the Hagdara of Shabbos. Shabbos is Bud or Midor Reis, or is this from Malacha? Nothing else. So therefore, you can only extend Chazal where to protect against this from Malacha. That's two forms of Rambam. One, Doim Ala Malacha, two, Yavi Ala Malacha. But to make a Shabbos-tik environment, so they're not even shy. It talks about Tzolchem Tzecha Dover Dover. If you look at the Prakim in the Rambam, Kabbalah, Kabbes, Kav Gimel, are all only those two categories of Domel Malacha, Yovel Malacha, and Kavav, Kav, whatever, onward, are all Mitzokhev Tzecha Dover Dover. Right? And the Rambam splits halachas up even. The Gumos, like you're going to have later. The Yamasha Gumos goes in Perakov Gimel, whatever.
All right, let's see. Let's see, and then again, we have
and the Yom Tov, yeah? Simchas Yom Tov is Hagdara. It's not, the Yisra Malach is not the Hagdara of Yom Tov. It's part of how you create it.
This is predicated that there's only Simcha on Yom Tov and on Shabbos.
No. The Simchas Yom Tov is the main point. The Yisra Malach and Yom Tov do. There may be Simcha on Shabbos. But what's the essence of what it is the Chazal were asked to defend? So Yom Tov, it's Simchas Yom Tov. On Shabbos, it's Yisra Malach. And that's how it flows out.
Okay, very good. Very good. So again, going along with the Kilkel Shabbos, he has One thing is usher that it may come to do one of the Amitaz Malachas. Number two, that this is something that it itself leads to one of the Malacha Deraisa. And the third category is Tircha Yisera. Tircha Yisera. Okay? And that seems to be the most removed from coming to an Isser Malacha, coming to an Isser Malacha on Shabbos, and that seems to be more like David's explaining, like the Isser on Yom Tov. You know, it has to be a Shabbos atmosphere. It has to be a more an atmosphere of Menucha or Simcha, and therefore you can't have strenuous activity.
But would not include that.
Would not include that on Shabbos, right? Right. But of course it is usher on Shabbos to do things which is tirchi yaseira, excessive work or strenuous activity.
I have a tshuva
halachas of Mosua
that says that, but I'll show it to you.
I'll show it to you. Okay, so if you look in the Gemara on Shabbos, that the Gemara says you can't ein mis almen be Shabbos, you can't exercise yourself on Shabbos. It means do an activity to build up a sweat. Says Rashi, what's the reason? Uvdin dechol.
Should we get it now?
So that's the third category of the Nechoel. Tirchi Yaseira. Okay? So now let's look over here at the Mar Mekemis that we quoted here. Page number 2 at the bottom. Raman in Shabbos Perichavov Halacha Zayin. And this is Halacha Paskin, at least the second half is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shinches. You don't have the paper? Yeah. He doesn't have one? No, he needs one.
Just print one piece.
So the Rambam says, Sulam Shalaliyah. Perchavav Alakazayin. Sulam Shalaliyah, if it's a ladder that's made to go up on the roofs. Osilo Tautalay Shainalav Teras Kli. You can't be metaltlit on Shabbos, it's problem of mukta. Rambam says because it's a teras kli, Shulchan Aruch is mashma, maybe it's some different reason because you may come to tar your roof. Vishal shayvach, if it's the ladder made to go up to the chicken coop or the dove coop, mutala toisa, you're allowed to move it. Avaloya ilichu means you're allowed to move it sort of in within its place. Avaloya ilichu mishayvach l'shayvach, but you can't take it from one dove coop to another one. So here you see this getter in the Rambam, right? It's Asr on Shabbos because this may come. This activity during the week, the next step is you're going to take one of the doves, you're going to trap one of the doves, and that's an Isr Tzeda, trapping on Shabbos is the Raisa. This is the second category which you mentioned. Next page. The Rambam in Halach Perchav Aleph, Halach Yud Aleph. Says the Rambam, Madabik Peiris. If someone sticks together fruits by figs, this is it's easy to imagine such a thing. Actually, Yasu Guf Echad, till he makes one mass. Chai Mishum Ma'amer. Chai Mishum, the Malach of Ma'amer, which is bundling up. Lefika, Mishin is Basrule Peiris Bechatzeire. Someone who had his fruits scattered in his field. Malakit al yad v'eichel. What you're allowed to do, this is the Gemara says this, you're allowed to take one at a time and eat it. Aval lo yitin lo yisecha sal v'lo yisecha kupa. You can't put it into a basket, into a box. Kedera shu'esa b'choil. Shemiyasi kedera shu'esa b'choil. Shema yichab shem b'yodoy b'secha kupa. V'yavir l'deimur. So the Rambam says, when the Gemara says you can't gather things up on Shabbos, you can't gather fruits, the Gemara says it's uvdin dechoil, what's uvdin dechoil over there? Why is that a weekday activity? So he says, because when you gather it, the next step usually is you press them together. Again, Ramesh explained this case very different. Ramesh explained it's only talking about a sort of vessel, a basket that you use in the field, which that resembles storing away for a long time. But he says, but if it's a regular, a nice household bowl, and you spill that on the floor, it says, Ramesh, there's no problem with that. Nobody will think that you're doing something which you do during the weekday. According to the Rambam, what should be the difference if it's a house or or the field. And as this is something usually after you gather them up, you do press them together. Maybe we'll be usher even in the house. So this is the, again, the second category of the nechayel.
It's something you have to violate this shemuyit b'shengel. There has to be something to violate b'amr. Because Rav Moshe could be something that might not come into b'amr, but
right.
But according to Rambam, actually, could, because then it could be domel or malacha like the apples. I think about. Meaning the Rambam has two ways.
Right, even though it does your own press, because saying apples, right?
To b'amr, but it still could be domel.
Near b'amr, yeah. Okay. Then we have this case, which we already saw last week, which is really where we get to this whole sugya of umdin dechayel here in Teichain, is the Shulchan Aruch in Shinchof Aleph Sif Yud. Comes from the Tshuvas HaRivash, the Mekuf Pedalet. Also, Ligra HaGvina B'Shabbos B'Meiri Chorutz. You're now allowed to grate or cut your cheese, your hard block of cheese. You can grate it B'Meiri Chorutz with a grater. Baal Pifiyes, which has teeth to it. Shekairin Ralyu, whatever language that is. And as he says in the Mishnah Berurah, the next citation is a ribeisen, which is a grater. You can't use that on Shabbos. The kivin shakli miyuchel lekach. Right, we're learning the Mishnah Berurah now. The kivin shakli miyuchel lekach, since it is intended for specifically for grinding, hareza derechoil, it's going to be also because of uvdin dechoil. But a knife you're allowed to use. So a kli that's made to grind. This is a kli miyuchel to grind, a grater. Therefore, even though cheese, you're allowed to grind cheese on Shabbos, no iser taken on cheese because it's not gidulei karka, and you're allowed to grind eggs because it's not gidulei karka, but to use a grater, and a grater is specifically made to grind your carrots or other vegetables, so to use that grater to, let's say, grind the eggs, to make scrambled, to make mashed eggs, would be usher on Shabbos because of uvdin dechayel. Now, what's the iser uvdin dechayel over here? Based on these three principles of the Kilkelas HaShabbos. What's the Uvdin Dechayel over here? This is if you use the grater, you're allowed to use this grater, and you're going to grind your eggs or grind your cheese, see, then you may grind your cucumbers, your carrots. So it's the first gather of Uvdin Dechayel. If you're allowed to use the thing which you use during the week, which even though it's mutter to do right now, it may come to an Issa Deraisa because this is made for grinding.
Right, it's the first one. It'll never lead you to malacha to grind eggs all day. Saying.
Right, it'll never lead to malacha.
Right, never lead to malacha. It's that it's done.
It's only that since this is a kli which is used for teichein, so if I'm allowed to use it, so I'll use it for the eggs, and then, you know, once I'm using it, why can't I use it for carrots also, right? The rabbi told me I'm allowed to use it for the eggs, why can't I use it for the carrots? And the difference is, by eggs, there's no issur teichein. By carrots, there's an issur deraisa of teichein. And if that's why they said, you know what, now when you grind something, which you're allowed to grind, like eggs or cheese, don't use the kli, which is miyuchud for grinding.
He's coming onto grinding tabbouleh. Isn't that spices?
No, it's domet.
It's domet. It's domet.
Right.
That means the kli. In the person's mind, he says, well, if I'm allowed to grind this thing, when use this kli, why wouldn't I grind something else?
Well, I could see by Christian, why by carrots is the problem?
Carrots is any vegetables which grows from the ground. To chop them up small pieces. That's any sort of grinding. That's what we explain, right? Grinding is not only into a powder-like substance, even grinding into tiny pieces.
Mushrooms are permitted. They're not grown in grass.
Because you make a shakala.
Yeah.
Right.
Or how about something grown in a flower pot? It's not connected to the ground.
Okay. What do they grow?
The flower, the big flower pot in your living room.
What do you grow?
You grow oranges. You can grow
oranges.
Yeah.
In your living room?
Yeah. In the green. It's not.
It might be about Marisain. Yeah. Okay, now, so we had a few examples here of the first two categories of the Kilkel Shabbos. Things that will may come to, in his mind, lead him to do a Malacha Deraisa, or things that the next necessary step is in this Deraisa. Now we come to the third category. Here we quoted it from the Shulchan Aruch. Oitzer shel tvua oikade yayim. if you have a storehouse, or it could be a garage, it could be the attic, the basement, shel tzvua shel kadayin, where you store your tzvua, or you store your jugs of wine, afal pi shemutal estapi mimenu, even though you're allowed to go to these places on Shabbos to get more wine, or to get more food. But you can't begin to clean it out to make more room for things. Only for a mitzvah purpose. For example, if you have to, let's say there's a room in your house which is your storage room. And that's where you keep all your boxes, that's where you keep all your canned goods. And all of a sudden, somebody comes right before Shabbos or on Shabbos, he needs a place to stay. As we'll see in the Shochanok, that's real Achnasas Arachim, because the person had no place to stay, he came from out of town. So, because it's a mitzvah of Achnasas Arachim, or they need a place to learn, and therefore on Shabbos you want to clear out this room to be able to have a place to make a base medrash here. That's a dvar mitzvah. You're allowed to then start clearing out the room, even though this is a tirchi yaseir. But without this heter dvar mitzvah, it's going to be usher. Why? And the reason this is usher because of tircha yaseir. Okay, so this doesn't seem like it will lead to any malacha, and it's not that the next step in, if you clear out your room, you do malacha. So it is the third category. Third category is tirchi yaseira. So uvnim dechayil is three possible reasons why they asked uvnim dechayil, and any of the three are going to be usher. Again, either it's similar to a malacha, so you may come to do that, or number two, it's the next step is the dairaisa, or number three is tirchi yaseira. The ketzim mefaneo, how do you do it? Im hayah ha'etzer gadol, if it was very large, mefaneo mimeno chamisha kupais, you're allowed to take out five of them. Lo hayah by ela chamisha kupais, the only you had was five, you can't clean out all. Mefaneo mim arba kupais, aval kula lo yifaneo shem yavel ashbis gumais, you can't take them all out. Hagos says the Rama, v'chol shavus shehitiru mishum tzerech mitzvah, any issa derabonin, which the chachamim permitted, when you're dealing with a mitzvah, so archim is equated to mitzvah. That's only somebody who, again, like came from a different city and needs to have a place to stay and stays by you. Or other people came again from out of town, but they didn't have a place to eat, even though they had a place to sleep, and you invite them. That's achnasas archim. You call up to have a Shabbos meal, which is really just for social purposes. You want to invite somebody over, maybe make it a little bit easier on them. They don't have to cook, they don't have to clean, and you'll eat by them one meal, they'll eat by you another meal. That, which the Rama says, is not achnasas archim. So it's interesting, but you know what we are mechanech our children. What is the gather achnasas arachim? Like, we have guests. That's achnasas arachim. You know, parshas vayera, Avraham Avinu achnasas arachim. That's not really achnasas arachim.
I almost got run out of a meeting. So
it's really somebody who doesn't have a place, that's a chnas arachim, and that's the dvar mitzvah. And the nafkamin is only in such a case where someone needs a place to sleep and has a place to stay, or you now an extra room, there you're allowed, you have, because of dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to forego the problem of tirchi yaseira. The chacham said in this case you could exert yourself and clean out the whole room.
I think I didn't have a chance to exactly. The Rambam separates this deal into two, and the mashva gumos goes under fishbones, and the other part about how much you can take out of the yitzar goes under that's clear that we separate, because the third category can't be moved in the hole with the zera d'rabbanan.
Saying to the Rambam, the Rambam will hold.
So far, because he doesn't learn like that, and the Kokel Shabbos captures that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think the Kakel Shabbos really wants to explain even in the Rambam.
I understand.
Yeah, you want to disagree with that, yeah. Yeah.
What happens if there's a double shvus? In other words, this Hibi said it was a Otsa Shel Tzvua or Shel Kadayayin versus this issue. What happens if it's a Dvar Muksa as well? Let's say it's not Tzvua, let's say it's...
knives or anything that's mutzen.
Oh, so could you clear it out?
Yes,
right.
It's a double shlus.
So your kasha is addressed by the Prima Godim here in the Bir Halacha. Says the Bir Halacha over here in Shin Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph. The Chol Shlus Yitiru says the Ramah a blanket statement. Any Yisrael Rabbanon is mutter for a Dvar Mitzvah. Says the Prima Godim, hold on a second. That's not really accurate. Kosef for Prima Godim and Mishma Zayzav have a Yedei, you should know. The like Chol Shlus Yitiru L'Tzerech Mitzvah, not every Rabbanon is just put aside for a Dvar Mitzvah. The Hashvus, the Shvus Davka. Only a double drabbanon yesh emre mitir lemitzvah. And then in the Ramon Shin Zayin Sif Hey, he says very clearly when you're dealing with a shvus to shvus. Now the only time you come basically to two drabbanons is you have a non-Jew doing this a drabbanon. If you had a dvar mitzvah, then it's mutter.
So the Rabbi would say also, he would say that those tirkiyah ones, Chazal might have allowed. You know what I'm saying? It's the ones that will lead to malacha, derma malacha. There's no heter even for certain mitzvah. You're fine in saying that's mutter. And Yom Tov Bikweitz is mutter, right? Because it's only here for Yisrael. It's not that you're going to come to
Yisrael. Right.
So saying there, that's what Chazal allowed.
Yeah. So which is
right. But not something that's doimel and malacha.
Right. We're getting to that in a minute. Yeah. So that's what he says here. So he says that only shvus to shvus yeshem dafki yeshem shitur lemitzvus, but shvus lechud. But if it's only one shvus, one is the rabbanon vaday loy. So he's asking Akasha, how could Ramos say that the reason why this is mutter to do this tirchi yaseira is because of dvar mitzvah? So like you're asking, so if you have muktzah items and I need it for a dvar mitzvah, go want to clear out muktzah items from the room, why is it only if it's kadayayin? So says the Prima Godim, no. Not every yisid rabbanon is put aside for a dvar mitzvah, only a shvus to shvus. We have a double rabbanon. Again, like telling a guy to do an yisid rabbanon when you're dealing with a dvar mitzvah. Says the Prima Godim, says lav davka. Says the Bimigadim, you know why this is mutter? You know what the Ramah means? The Issur Rabbanan Uvdin Dechol is different than other Issur Rabbanan. And the Issur Rabbanan Uvdin Dechol we will waive for a Dvar Mitzvah. However, like Dr. Weiss is pointing out, like we'll see right now, because we find a steer to that. Okay, the Prima Godim is saying, when you're dealing with Uvdin Nechayil, you're allowed to, if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, if it's for the purpose of a Mitzvah, you're allowed to do this activity even though it's normally also Uvdin Nechayil, right?
So
this is
the whole definition number one. Similar connectivity.
So we're going to see now that it really, this Prima Godim is only limited to this type of Uvdin Nechayil. Says, look at the next citation here. Shulchan Aruch Simon Shin Ches Sif Nun Aleph. It says Masha Moira Al Ashois. Something that tells time. And in this case, he says Shekirin Riluzu. Okay, he's some sort of timepiece, a clock from those days. Bein Shu Shel Chol, whether it's with sand. Bein Shu Shel Minacher, a different type. Yesh Le'Estapek says the Shulchan Aruch. It's not so clear if you're allowed to move this item on Shabbos. Okay? Ukvar poshet ha-minig lesser. And the minig is that we don't move such an item. You're allowed to move your watch, right? There's no question about using your watch on Shabbos. But this type of timepiece you're not allowed to use. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Next page here. Mishnah Berurah. Simen Kuf Samach Zayin Yesh L'Stabak D'Domi L'Medidas Hazman. The way that clock worked, it had to do with some sort of measurement or seeing how high the sand was or whatever other material was being used. So that's like measuring, and measuring is Asur. You know why? Because it may come to writing. So they asked measuring. The dummy limitis has man a yatzel, or measuring the shade or the shadow. Therefore, since that item is used that way, have a bchal malach klish malach tele iser. The medida b'shabbos aser kisha ena shel mitzvah. Medida is aser if it's not the measurement of a mitzvah. Now, what he means to that is the actual measuring is a mitzvah. For example, someone's measuring the amount of water in the mikveh. So that itself is the mitzvah. Or someone is measuring somebody's temperature. So since it's for a fool, it's considered a mitzvah. So if the actual measuring is a mitzvah itself, that activity, that's mutter. But if the measuring is just measuring to then come to a mitzvah, that is usher. He explains here. Even if he has to, let's say, know what time it is to know if it's time to go daven and time to learn, the actual measuring here and using this item to measure what time is it, that's not itself a mitzvah, and therefore it's usher. He says, if you need the item to use for, let's say, a paperweight, a mikoimo, you need the place, you're allowed to move away, bevadi shari, doha kliyu. Fine, it's a kliyu shemalak talisa. That's what he's talking about over there. So he makes this very fine difference. If the medida, the actual measuring, is the measurement of a mitzvah, like measuring someone's temperature, measuring the mikveh, that's mutter, even though measuring is uvdin dechayel. But if it's only a measuring which is done for the purpose of coming to a mitzvah, that's not going to be mutter. So the contradiction here is like this. We just learned in Shin Lam and Gimel that you're allowed to clear out a whole room even though that's Uvdin Nechoil, because for a mitzvah we say we permit Uvdin Nechoil. And yet here, indeed, the measuring, which is a problem, Uvdin Nechoil, we don't permit, even though it's for a mitzvah purpose. So the answer is, like we said before, the answer is that, and this is the Imach Zeliyor, Rabbi Falk points out in his Sefer, that they only permitted the Uvdin Nechoil of Tirchi Yisera for a dvar mitzvah, but the umdin nechayel, which is something that will come to mamish and isur da'iraisa, that they never were permitted, even for a dvar mitzvah.
The Rambam says that you can tie a kesher she'ishon kayom for the more, you know, it's a maisa, implying that it's a maisa. I'm going to say the Rambam is saying not maisa, but natural. But some of the Rambam says you can tie a kesher she'ishon kayom for a mitzvah.
You could tell a kasher shenis shel kayama for mitzvah.
But it could be that it was both not nice, and it was two things. Mm-hmm. It was not. Why would it be about? Why would it be?
Okay, fine. The other thing I think we discussed this last week. This is the barrel that breaks. You can't. This was the second category. A barrel of wine that breaks, and the wine is spilling out. You can't soak it up with a sponge with it, because the next step usually is you're squeezing it out. Fine. So these are three categories, and here we have a chiluk that the third category, which is only tirchi yaseira, is going to be mutter when it comes to dvar mitzvah. The first two categories are not going to be mutter when it comes to dvar mitzvah, and that's a very important chiluk. Yeah, David, that would really give a briaria to your pshat in the Rambam. We wanted to explain basically on Kekel Shabbos that maybe even the third category is something that can lead, if in the person's mind it becomes like a whole weekday, he's clearing things out, he puts on his special belt, but he schleps things and his back shouldn't break, and so he thinks it's already a weekday, so then he's going to start doing Malacha D'Oraisa. Maybe you could say that it's less of a chashash, so that's why they umatir l'tzerech mitzvah. Okay, that's the issue. So this is the three categories of the nechayel. Now, if we go to back to the original shaila that was asked to Rav Moshe, are you allowed to use an egg slicer or a cheese slicer? So Rav Moshe permitted it based on his understanding of the nechayel. But now let's go with this new understanding here of the nechayel. The way to go, Kel Shabbos says it based on this Rambam that it could be three possibilities of why they prohibited something because of Uvdin Nechoil. So says Rav Falk in this Tshuva in Machz Elio, an interesting Chiddush, which he says afterwards he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman and Yibarul Chaim and Rabbi Yashiv, and they both agreed with this Chiddush. And therefore I think there will be a big kasha on a chumra that everybody does. Well, we'll see if it's a kasha. He says, let's say you have an item. Let's say it's a cheese slicer or an egg slicer, and the function of this item is only to slice cheese or only to chop eggs. Okay, it's not used for anything else. He says, should that be usher because of uvdin dechayel? Because it's a kli meyuchad, it's a keli which is specific for this. We'll call it a malacha of grinding, of slicing, of chopping. Or he says that maybe it should be mutter. Why? Because if it has to be that this, that uvdin nechayel is only if it's tirchi yaseira, well, using an egg chopper is not going to be tirchi yaseira, using a sheet is not tirchi yaseira. It has to be that the next step is it comes to malacha, well, after you slice cheese or you grate cheese with an egg slicer or a cheese slicer, you don't come to any malacha. That itself was malacha, and you're not going to come to malacha. There's no other step in the process. So we're only left with the first possibility. What's the first possibility? That if they allow you to use a kli, which is meyuchud for chopping something, right? So then you may use it to chop something else. But if the kli is only used during the weekday, only to chop eggs or only to slice cheese, so what am I going to come to use it for?
It has to be doing on the malacha. You have another point. It's not doing, but the grater is making powder. The grater is making a product out of the cheese.
Yeah.
That would be usher betoichen if you did it with gedulei karka.
Right.
If you put gedulei karka, the way we're learning now, into an egg slicer, that's not dakta.
No, but that's I'm not saying that. That's a different hatter. That he's saying because you never even cut up something that actually you never even did teichen.
No, but I'm saying it's not domi lebalach. I mean, it's cut.
No, but I'm talking about you take, let's say, an egg slicer, and you turn it all different ways, that you end up getting chopped eggs.
Fine.
Yeah, you end up getting chopping the eggs into fine pieces.
I never did that.
Oh. Yeah, right. If it's only just slices, then it's not right. Wouldn't be taken anyway, according to Ramesha and others. So we're talking about something, but it's a kli miyuchad just to do this thing. That means there's no gzeirin to say, well, if you use the next slicer, you may come to use a grater. There's no gzeirin like that. The gzeirin was, if you use a kli, which is miyuchad, let's say a grater, you use that to chop eggs, which is permissible, you may come to chop your carriage, which is aser. But if the egg slicer, the cheese slicer, only miyuchad for this activity, for this specific item, says your falcon, again, like these Gedolei HaPesachim were agreed with him, it would not be aser at all. So I think based on that, the shiloh that we said, what are you allowed to use an apple core, which the purpose is just to be able to core the apple in the middle, and it takes enough of the apple that we said it's not really a problem of bayrer because it takes enough of the eicha with it, and maybe it also slices the apple into wedges. Fine, very good. Is that mutter? Because it's a kli miyuchad. Based on this, I think it's very understandable that's mutter. Not every kli miyuchad is aser, only a kli miyuchad, which then you may use that kli miyuchad for something that's aser. An apple core you don't use for anything else. So then we'll end with this shiloh.
The apple core, again, you can't. The apple core is even stronger than what you say with the egg.
You can't use it for anything else.
Right.
What are you going to use it for? Carrots? You can't use it for anything else.
No, but not only that. You can't turn it around like you're saying. There's no way. You can't do
teichen and bayra. Yeah, you can't really use it. Right.
You can never believe this because it's not right.
So again, I think people will see in the Shulchan Aruch, oh look, it says in Shinchof Aleph Sif Yud, a kli miyuchad you never allowed to use. Something that has a specific use, you can't use. It has to be something that's very general, like a knife. You could use it for all sorts of things. That's mutter. But a kli miyuchad is aser. No, a kli miyuchad is not aser. It's only a kli miyuchad which you normally use for other items which would be aser, that you're not allowed to use even for items which are permissible. Right? Understood? Okay. So what would be the halacha with a peeler on Shabbos? To peel an apple, to peel cucumbers, carrots. A peeler. Potatoes not really relevant on Shabbos to peel potatoes. Is it mutter to use a peeler on Shabbos?
Is peeling done?
Peeling, we'll say, is bayra. Would be bayra. Right? But...
And unless you use the peel.
That's enough.
Unless you eat the peels.
Unless you eat the peels, yeah.
It's not a word.
Well, and then it would still be bayra because you're separating...
Like you take the skin off of the orange.
Oh, so true. So peeling an item, peeling a fruit which has to be peeled, and that's the normal way of eating. We explained back when we learned bayra. Indeed, it's mutter if you're doing it for immediate use. Because then it's considered derech achila. You're peeling the orange to eat it. You're peeling the cucumber then to eat it for immediate use. Even peeling eggs, right? It has to be for immediate use. You can't do it 3 hours in advance.
You can use the peeler for something that's...
Oh, so based on this principle, right? The only thing you use a peeler for is to peel vegetables, but it's mutter to peel vegetables. So what's the problem? You may use it for something
later.
Is this usher? There's no other item that you use it for. It's only used for peeling fruits and vegetables, which is mutter to peel fruits and vegetables. So why should it be usher? Right, again, it's a kli miyuchad. I agree, it's a kli miyuchad. But now we see it. Kli miyuchad doesn't not the iser. It's a kli miyuchad which they'll say, oh, if I used it for this, I may use it for something else. What am I going to use it for? It's whatever I'm going to use is mutter. And there's no next step in the process which would be also. And there's no tirchi yisera. Right, on the contrary.
But what do you mean we're going to use for mutter? What if I don't use it for
Derech Hachil? So that's the only thing I was thinking of. Right. That may be that the peeler is a little bit worse, because a peeler you could use for immediate use, and a peeler you could use for later use. And as well, you're using the egg slicer, and then, so that's mutter to slice. There's no malach at all involved over there. But maybe by a peeler, since if you would peel it for later use, that would be an issur d'oraisa.
That could bring you to malach.
It will bring you to malach. What malach will bring you to?
Let's say borer, because if you all you have to do is just use it for later purposes. Meaning that you might come to be, the Rambam says you can't be toiled with kuz because you might come to be mishan. So too, if you peel the things and you leave them, then you've done bower.
Yeah, so that's, I don't think that's the next step. That's that activity. So the question is, it can't be that activity. Either that activity is usher, so forget the kli. I can't do it because I'm doing bayer. So I would say, thinking it would only be in the first category, that if I'm allowed to use a peeler for immediate use, so then I may use this peeler for something that's usher, as I may use the peeler for even for non-immediate use.
Yeah, but you can peel with a knife. If you leave it also, it's bayer.
Right.
Right, so you shouldn't be able to use a knife.
Oh, he's saying they weren't guys of that either.
Yeah, but knife.
They weren't guys of that. Yeah, so that's why I'm not sure. I didn't. That seems like a little far fetched, that Xera. You may use this kli for the thing that you're allowed to use it for, but you may end up leaving a lachazman. But that has nothing to do with the utensil that you're using.
How about using a tiller for a candle? It doesn't fit your candle.
To shave the candle down?
You're going to peel potatoes.
I've seen people
use for it. Cook potatoes on Shabbos? No, where do you draw the line between, you know, when this is going to come to that? Just like you say, you can't use it to, it's going to bring it to another malacha. Well, I know not to do that malacha on Shabbos. Maybe that's a guzma about it, going to come cook potatoes. But in principle, I don't know. I'm just fishing for. What's the din? The din is you can't use a peeler.
And then you can extend it to the cheese.
It's not. It's not clear. The Igle Tal seems to say that you shouldn't use a peeler. Some said B'shem Ramosh that you could use a peeler. It's a whole discussion in the Peskim today. I'm just right. It's not something that has been conclusive. They don't have a conclusive evidence whether it's us or not. So I'm just presenting based on this idea, and the only issur should be Ovdin Nechol because the Kli Miyuchad. But again, the kli miyuchad in itself is not the problem. It's only, it may come to malacha. And again, it may come to, like, think of it like this, a grater. They said you can't use a grater for something that's mutter to grind, because you may use the grater because that's what I usually use a grater for. So you want to say, because I usually use a grater for potatoes. But potatoes, I'm involved with my potatoes on Shabbos. But here, by the grater, I am involved with my carrots on Shabbos. So that's only one quick step away to being medamed to the Tramalach. So that's what I would say, that it should really be mutter. Am I going to use it in my house now on Shabbos? Probably not, but that's what I think it should be.